Very warm welcome once again to my channel. I am Patricia Jifamen Salakai, a public speaking and leadership development coach. All too soon, the month of December is here, and for many of us, this is the month where I refer to the need to conduct our final stock taking. For those of you who have been able to purchase a copy of my book, Fearless, Fabulous and Flamboyant, which is currently available on Amazon Kindle as well as in Amazon paperback version, there's a chapter in the book where I talk about the need for personal stock taking. For many of us in the business or corporate world, depending on the calendar that you're working with, this is the period where you will finally wrapping up all of the things that you embarked upon, all of the activities that you embarked upon, and you're making sure to cross-check what you set out to do as against what you have been able to achieve as the year is drawing to a close. Whether it's in putting together your final annual report, or whether it is to ensure that your annual general meeting to discuss with your various shareholders and stakeholders about how you were able to utilize the resources, the funding, etc., into achieving certain key targets of the organization and justifying why you took certain decisions in order to arrive at your current state of affairs. This is the month. It is upon us. As individuals, this is the period where you look into yourself and find out what are the weaknesses that as an individual you were able to address throughout the year. What has been the improvement? Sometimes there is a need to look at what were the opportunities that came along this year. And what did you do with those opportunities? What were the threats that you faced this year? And how were you able to overcome them? And then you also look at it in terms of what were the strengths that you were able to utilize this year? And in what way, shape, or form did you use these strengths of yours? And towards benefit, was it just for you? Was it for others? Was it for the organization? Was it for your family? Was it for friends? So for those who have read that chapter on personal stock taking, you'd agree with me that this is the right time for you to conduct that self-analysis. This is the time that you need to plan that day for deeper introspection, into looking at your individual or personal SWOT analysis. And again, looking at that environmental scanning that I wrote about in the book, as an individual, as men and women, or as young adults, young children, we are not just here on earth just to live day after day, rise up in the morning, walk through the day, sleep at night, and the cycle continues. No. When we talk about being fearless, fabulous, and flamboyant, we know that it is because there is an innate ability in us. There is an embedded potential in us. There is a purpose for us here on earth. And it is up to us, like the miners do, to keep digging, to keep refining, to keep washing off the dust, to keep bringing out all of the gold in us until we are able to let that gold become valuable to those we are called to serve. That is the only way by which we would become fulfilled, by which we will feel fulfilled, by which we would enjoy the life that God has blessed us with. So no matter where you find yourself at this time of the year, I want to encourage you. Perhaps you couldn't achieve a lot of the goals that you have set out to do. Don't beat yourself up. There is still an opportunity for you to go out there and turn things around. Remember that in being fearless, it is not by our own strength. If we want to tap into the perisus God and the perisus factor, then we must remember that Exodus 3:20 is telling us that there is a power, there is a force within us through God that is able to make us do things exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever think or dream of. And so what is it that you have been thinking of throughout this year? What are the things that you have been dreaming of throughout this year? Because that is what God is going to look at. That is what God is going to create. That is what God is going to bring alive in that exceedingly abundantly above all that you have been thinking or imagining. And therefore, I truly believe that the things that you were thinking about were good things, were pure, were honest, were truthful, were things that will bring value to humanity, were things that one will be proud of. Imagine if you were thinking about bad things, and these bad things were going to escalate. How would that make you feel? So I want to encourage you. And even as I do that, I'm encouraging myself that no matter what came my way, no matter what came your way throughout this year to date, we still have an opportunity to turn things around. We still have an opportunity to look at our goals, look at what we weren't able to achieve, look at why we weren't able to achieve them, where there are certain challenges, where there are certain impediments, where there are certain barriers that we were not able to cross or overcome or find alternative routes around it. What can we begin to do now? Who can we contact or reach out to now, so that in the coming year we know that we should plan with these things in mind and begin to think about what we can do differently in order to surmount these challenges, so that we're able to achieve those goals as we move ahead. Now, we also want to look at our weaknesses. What were the things that we're able to overcome during this year? And how can we further improve on ourselves in the coming year? You know what I'm going to talk about already if you've read the book. If you haven't, I encourage you to reach out to me either through my social media platforms, on Instagram at DTM Patricia or at Perisus Horizon on Instagram, on Facebook. You can also reach me at Perisus Horizon or at Patricia. Patricia Jifa Mensah-Lakai. I want to encourage all of us to really take this step seriously. What was the weakness that you tried to overcome? Was it by living a more healthy life? Was it by improving your skill sets? Was it your ability to learn something new, be it in your personal life, in your professional life, even in your spiritual life? Man is made up of body, soul, and spirit. So it is important that we look at all these dimensions of our being and put in place goals that will help us to improve on these various aspects of our lives. I encourage you, as we go through this month of December, today being the 6th day of December, don't give up. We don't need to rest on our laurels or on our oars. We need to continue to pull along. Get that diary out. Get that paper out. Get that book out. Write down those goals. Those you couldn't finish this year, you can transfer them into the coming year. Set new goals for yourself. Those who were able to achieve a lot more of your goals, give yourself stretch goals that will continue to stretch you even further. Remember that as men and women who want to live our fullest potentials, we cannot settle for less. We cannot live just at the tip of average. We cannot live in the mediocre zone. We need to continue scaling higher heights. And that means that we need to continue sharpening our skills. We need to continue building ourselves up, filling our cups up so we can be able to pour out and provide for others. And so you cannot pour for an empty cup. So you need to continue building up yourself. You need to continue enhancing your competencies and making room to accommodate more. If you have capacity to do more, then more will be given unto you. And that means that you need to be prepared as an individual to be able to accumulate and absorb all those things that are coming by way of the opportunities that you're taking advantage of and the threats that you're limiting or mitigating. I hope that this has inspired you and encouraged you not to give up. Even as we celebrate those little wins, let's not forget to develop those goals right now. Do not end the year December and wait until the new year to begin thinking of what it is that you want to do. Start planning now. Put those goals in place now. Start thinking about the things that could be a challenge and how you plan to overcome those obstacles. Think about the things that were an obstacle for you this year and how in the coming year you would want to endeavor to reduce those incidences from limiting you in terms of your ability to achieve your goals. I hope that the next session that we have, you would have been able to look at that document and say, yes, I have drawn up my goals for the year 2024 and I'm ready to go for it. Remember that when you write it down, it makes it much easier for you to follow through. When you write your goals down, they become much more achievable because you would keep focusing on it. You will keep reflecting on it. You will keep thinking about it. And the more you ponder about it, the better it is for you to find those solutions that would enable you to achieve your goals. Thank you. Until I come your way next time, keep scaling higher heights. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.